free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
You know, you'd think after 2 years or heading up for 200 programs, I'd know what to do, wouldn't I?
Well, it's only 120, so you're exaggerating again.
It's only 80 off 200.
Almost a 50% increase, though.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Anyway, welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast on living with terminal cancer and the person who has the unlucky job of living with the person who has the terminal cancer.
That's quite a sentence you did there.
Yeah, not bad, really. I'm quite pleased. I have the cancer, and the very lovely Lady W, who is sitting next to me, is trying her hardest to look after me. Not always an easy job.
So you can be a little bit tricky sometimes, but we're managing, aren't we?
We are, darling.
We're muddling through.
You are such a wonderful person that I don't think many people... It's not as easy as you think, is it?
No, but we've got a good support network of lovely district nurses. They're amazing. And the GP has even been to visit, which is an unheard of thing, isn't it, in this day and age, without us even asking him to.
No.
And then we've got the hospice as well, who rang yesterday to check how you're doing and if they can help. So we've got such a good support network that it makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, and it's how it should be for everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting any special treatment that I'm aware of. This is on the NHS.
I'll have you know, I give you very special treatment.
Well, you do, yeah. But people say, oh, well, you wouldn't get that treatment if you... Well, I hope people do, if you know the right questions to ask.
I'm sure you do. The district nurses are very busy. They're not only visiting you and celebrities.
No, they rush in and they rush out, but they do a good job. Yeah. So we've had quite a busy week this week. I haven't been feeling very good, as I'm sure people know. And so a lot of my friends have been coming to visit.
Yes, we've been having a flurry of visitors.
Which is slightly, not embarrassing, but you know when you get the idea when people think your time is probably up.
And then they're all disappointed when they get here because you seem fine. But that's...
I do not seem...
When you're just sitting in your chair... Comfy.
Yeah.
Then you're able to talk, and it'd be different if you were lying in the hospital bed and whatever, but as it is, you managed to make it to the chair, so it's good.
And rather than send me to hospital, they give you all kinds of choices and chances, don't they? So they've sent the hospital to me.
Yeah, we've got a hospital bed and your lovely Zimmer frame, that's getting a lot of use. We like a gadget.
Oh dear, it's in...
How the gadgets have changed.
Depressing. Very depressing.
From top-of-the-range cycles to a Zimmer.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the way it goes towards the end. And you just have to take it in your stride, really.
And you have to look for the good things in every day.
Yeah.
I had an amusing day on Friday when I... Because your lovely brother Keith has said to me for a little while, like, we need to get in touch with the local church and just make sure it's okay for you to be buried there, which is your wish, just to make sure that's okay. And they will allow someone like you to be buried there.
Someone like me.
And so I did try and get hold of them. And I did manage to get hold of the church warden. I won't say his name, but he was very, very lovely. But he did really make me chuckle because I did say, like, oh, my husband's very poorly. And so we were just wondering that when the time comes, will it be okay? Mm. And he went, well, there's not much space left, so I better not leave it too long.
which was very nice of
him. Which did make me chuckle. And I also discovered when I took the doggies for a walk up there yesterday that somebody said to me that Tom Baker of Doctor Who fame has always lived locally to here, and that he has had his gravestone ready for many years, and it's leaning up against the church wall there with Tom Baker, 1934-2, and the end date yet to be completed. And I found it. They were right. It is.
They were right.
Yes. And it's obviously been there quite a long time because it's quite covered in lichen and well-weathered. So you'll be in good company.
Yeah, we can talk about Doctor Who. God, that's good, isn't it? I mean, I have to admit that I'm getting all... You got a thing the other day, which is quite interesting. Because it's not that I'm in great pain, although I've a bit of a sore on my bump.
You do remind me of that regularly.
Well, it hurts.
I think it's just because you want me to rub the cream on.
But you gave me this list of things that, you know, I feel very sick a lot of the time.
Can I just interject at this point?
Interject?
Yes.
We are highbrow.
Because I didn't just present you with this list of your symptoms. You kept saying to me, why am I feeling sick? Why is this happening? Why am I tired? Why is it? And so I thought I would find the answers to those questions for you. So
yes, you did.
I did. That's why I gave you the list of symptoms of somebody whose kidney isn't working.
And I've got them all, nearly.
You were very proud of yourself, weren't you? Apart from itching, which you haven't really got.
Well, I've had a few itches.
You're desperate to have the
itching. I've got, you know, it gives you, and this, just because you might have this doesn't mean you've got
kidney cancer
or kidney failure. But I have nausea. I have breathlessness.
Cramp. You've forgotten them, haven't you?
Indigestion.
That wasn't one of them.
Wasn't it? I thought it was. Anyway, I've got nearly all of them.
You have?
Yeah. And so now I don't have to worry about it. I just say
now you know what it is. Your kidney's not working properly. It's like your very swollen feet and legs. That's part of it.
Yeah, that's a bit of an annoyance. I used to love my legs.
The most annoying thing is that you're actually having trouble getting your Crocs on.
That is bad, isn't it?
Because the Crocs were the only ones you could wear, and now even those are getting... We might have to buy you some Crocs in a bigger size.
Yeah.
Fat foot Crocs. But as it is, you haven't really been going out, so we don't really need the Crocs too much.
No, I tried to do Friday this week, and I just felt so yucky.
At work. Well, also, there was... poor Andy wasn't able to take you this week, so I think because you couldn't go with Andy, that also put another sort of reason not to go. You weren't feeling good, and then your normal companion who helps you wasn't able to take you. So
everything conspired against me. Because when we have got out, and there was that, was it last week where we had lunch, didn't we, on Sunday or Saturday or... an impromptu lunch. We just went to the local pub to see a couple of friends and then
That was about 3 weeks ago.
Was it? Are you sure? Don't think it was. Might have been, I don't know. Anyway, Lizzie Cundy turned up and did an interview.
Oh, actually, no, it was just before your birthday, wasn't it? So it was about 2 weeks ago, you're right.
And made everybody... She made this little 2-minute video which looked like... we'd arranged a birthday party. I have had nothing but complaints from people saying...
I think you said this last week, honey.
Did I?
You did.
Well, there's still some people saying, I'm sorry, I didn't get an invitation to you. And I have not arranged anything this year. Just not in the mood, didn't feel like it.
No.
And it's ever since I went into hospital at Christmas. I haven't really felt right. And I put a picture of my bruise on my thigh out.
You did. You like a bit of drama.
I do like a bit of drama, which is disappearing, I'm glad to say now.
And you did that just by bending over, not even falling over. Didn't bang it on anything. Bent over and your leg exploded, but never mind.
I made a sort of noise. Well, you know when you turn your neck?
Try not to do that again. No, it doesn't happen when I turn my neck.
No, but it does when I do mine. I'm hoping I'm not going to get a huge black mark on my neck. So we haven't seen any... Well, we've seen a district nurse and a nurse.
Well, just the one?
Nurse, because I have this bleeding problem.
Oh, and the highlight of the week, you had your chiropodist lady came and tickled your feet.
Yeah.
Now they're all baby soft.
They feel a lot better, but they look horny old
crone's feet, and now they're little baby feet.
Horny old crone's feet, I wouldn't have, you know, but...
They were quite crusty, weren't they?
Because you would insist
on walking around without any shoes on, which isn't...
Well, it's a lot easier when shoes don't seem to fit.
Well, nowadays, yes, but you've always done that, even when they did.
That's why I've got tough feet.
Horny.
Mm.
Not in a good way.
Well, I have got a really large pair of slippers, haven't I, under that furry slippers, under that...
I'll find those for you
later.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind wearing those.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find them.
But, you know, we go on, and I managed to walk from my bedroom to the loo without the Zimmer frame at about 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, they are the rooms next door to each other, so it's not a long marathon trip, but you nevertheless haven't been able to do it without the Zimmer. So that's because that your leg was hurting, wasn't it? But maybe that's healing up a bit now.
Yeah.
But you're still a bit wibbly-wobbly, aren't you?
I am very wibbly-wobbly. That's another thing, that I've got the shakes as well, which I've never had in my life. But, you know, you have terminal cancer. It has to get to a situation where things begin to get worse, don't they?
They do. I've decided I really like one of your tablets that you take.
Well, where are we going with it?
Because other people in my situation might find this odd, but sometimes people who've got the cancer can get a bit, I think we mentioned this last week, you know, you can get a bit grouchy, and it's not your normal personality. And I'm the lorazepam on a regular basis just really evens that out and makes it back to the nice James that I like and know, and not the tetchy one who's very pernickety about every little thing.
I just feel that's how I am.
What, pernickety about every little thing?
Yeah.
Well, you're not normally. You never used to be.
Oh, I get upset and I think, why do I want that in that particular place?
And get quite arsy if it's not there.
I mean, anyway. And that thing makes a difference, does it?
Yeah, it does.
All right, good.
It really does.
Do I need any yet?
You had one at 9 a.m.
Oh, right.
And then you have another one at 6. So by about 5:30, you'll start getting a bit tetchy with me, being testy.
Oh, dear, I am so sorry, honey.
No, don't worry. It's not your fault.
I'm waiting.
But I'm just saying that so that if anyone is in the position where the person they're looking after is starting to get uncharacteristically tetchy, then mention it to your doctor or nurse or whatever, because there are things they can prescribe that just mellow you out a bit.
And what I want to know is when I'm going to get all the tubes in.
I wouldn't wish for that.
I'm not. I'm at the stage now where I've taken on board, quite rightly, I am not getting any better.
No, you're not going to get better.
Because there is a propensity to think, oh, well, as soon as this is over and I'll be back to how I was, get on with a bit of life, not going to happen.
No, we just got to accept this is what it is and just enjoy every day as much as possible. One day at a time.
Yeah. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, God.
No, sorry.
Anything that sets you off singing is always a big error.
And I think I've taken that now on board. And I think people, you need to take it on board. Otherwise, you keep kidding yourself, well, I'm going to be better soon. But when they tell you you're terminal, and I've been terminal now for, 5 years?
In some ways, I think it's a bit more difficult. I mean, the last 5 years have been great, but now we know that we're on the last bit of this journey, or whatever they call it. And for some people, you know, you're diagnosed with your cancer and then it's all very quick. Or even if you've had it for a while, then suddenly you go downhill and it's just 4 or 5 weeks and that's it. Whereas this is a very slow process, which I think for you is probably a lot harder because you've got much more time to think, you're sort of dwelling on it every day, and it's a long and drawn out.
Which is why process. We do Tales of the Whales, or one of the reasons. Because you get to a situation where there's no point in planning. I mean, you know, my plans are, God, I hope I can do a show this week, because that really makes me feel good. I did sort of a beginning from home this week, but I want to be in the studio.
Yeah.
And I think I can still do some of those. I'm sure I can. When I get this sort of problem of movement and sickness under control more. But you don't have in this situation much to look forward to. So you have got a tendency to spend most of your time looking backwards, which I know annoys you intensely.
It doesn't annoy me. It just gets a bit boring after a while, because I have heard your life story 1,000 times.
I know. I'm sorry.
Darling, and I come trotting. Yes, what is it? What can I get you? Come and look at this video of me going through the keyhole in 1990 again.
It is very difficult.
The other one you do, this is like a note for people to try and not get your carers a little frustrated with you. If they're poodling around doing the housework or something, and then, darling, in I trot, yes, I just wondered where you were. I was upstairs, hoovering. I'll just go back and carry on with that now.
And there is a tendency to sleep a lot.
That's the bit I like. When you're asleep, they're not making me watch old videos of you.
I mean, I get up. I don't sleep that well at night, but I get up and I flop in my chair. And then a few days, I just go to sleep.
Yeah. The other day, the day before yesterday, you got up at 2:30 and then you sat in your chair and then you fell asleep till 6:30.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And then went to bed at 10.
Yeah. All over the place.
But then the day after that, you were awake all day. So there's no sort of like, it's no pattern. Yeah. But it's just, everything else was the same, all your pills were the same. And
always, I say, people come up and don't know what to say to you. So they say, how are you feeling?
You look well.
Yes. I tend to say, I'm dying, but it's okay, don't worry. But,
I'm doing it very slowly.
Or they'll come up and say, gosh, you look well. Well, there's always a tendency to get into...
You just have to say, like, appearances can be deceiving.
Oh.
Or look at my feet and then you'll see I'm not.
You know, it's the interesting thing about being on TV and people will say, are you sure you're ill? You don't look ill to me. Anyway.
I think you're sure.
I think you definitely will be sure.
You know how you're feeling.
My voice is going in and out as well. That's another thing. Well, I think we'll leave it there. Nearly depressed myself, let alone everybody else. But unfortunately, if you're going to talk about your illness, and lots of people get a comfort out of talking about it. So when somebody talks about it, or, you know, depending on how famous they are, comes out about their illness, it actually does have benefit for other people.
We do get quite a few lovely messages of people, yeah, which I'm quite surprised at, because I always think, why would anyone be interested? But lots of people saying that they find it useful and inspiring and whatever. So we'll carry on.
Yeah, you didn't even consider it was like work.
But it's not work, is it?
Well, I don't know. A podcast, putting it together, is a job.
We're just sitting here chatting. It's not. It's not.
That's
work.
All I've done in my life: sit and chat.
Exactly, as you always say, you've never had a job.
No, this is me undoing a water bottle, because drinking water is good for kidney problems.
It is. Mm. Right, and on that note,
check out Kidney Cancer UK.
If you've got kidney cancer,
yeah.
Or one of the other charities all have their own website, if you've got a different one.
And I think a bacon BAP, probably not good for kidneys, but I fancy one.
You can have one of those if that's what you'd like, sir.
You know, I fancy that now.
Okay, I will go and get on with it.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.